sick over Thanksgiving. So
we'll have a plaque for both of y'all coming.
Guys, so just wanted to make a comment first on the musical. If you guys didn't come watch that, man, I say it every year, but it is high level production, right? Like if you go watch a musical at Panola or at SFA, like, and then you watch our musical, you'll go, man, it's about the same, right? Like, I mean, I'm always amazed, and like I said, Belgarde got two of my kids to sing. That's amazing, I'm telling you, because I can't carry a tune if I had to. So that's an amazing thing. It was really good, so just kudos to that. It's always really amazes me a school our size to do something like that. It's really good. So I just wanted to give him a shout out on that. The investment continues to rock and roll. We're still plugging away with the interest that we're making on that. Mr. Leek is gonna be able to give at the end of this. It'll be a little bit different of a budget report than what we normally provide for you guys, because this is December 1st. So we haven't actually been able to tie up the month of November yet, because we hadn't been able to reconcile the bank statements and the payments and everything yet. So, but if you guys are really keenly interested, give us a call next week and we'll give you every detail you want on as far as the actual way things balance out. But this is a learning experience today, because being on the first of the month, he was able to run something, which we weren't sure of at one point today. And so other than that, enrollment's at 484, so we've kind of bounced back a little bit kid-wise. And attendance for the year is 95.86, so those are both good numbers. December 18th will be our Christmas luncheon. Hopefully not, right? Hopefully it will be on a different day, and previous engagement for December 18th. That would be a best case scenario. Just so you guys are aware, we're not trying to jinx ourselves by, you know, looking ahead, but at the same time, we don't want to be unprepared. And we've reached out to those around us who have more experience in a situation like what we've got than what we have in this scenario to make sure that we're giving attention where attention needs to be given. It's kind of hard right now. This is a hard thing to say, especially knowing this is being recorded, but it's really exciting times right now. And you got to keep in mind that we still got to do math and reading. And that's kind of hard sometimes right now. For everyone, right? For big people too. It's hard for me to remember that, hey, that's what we're here right now. Because this is really exciting and really fun right now. But like I said, also, you know, the Christmas luncheon, as you guys are aware, Ms. Henderson, you may not be aware, but that's always a big time. The teachers and staff, that's when they get their retention stipends every year. We can't, that's what we have to call them, is a retention stipend. But that's always a real, you know, exciting time for all the faculty as well, because that's a big deal, and I'm so proud that we're able to continue that even when things financially continue to get tighter, and we have been able to continue that. So kudos to you guys for that too. Whenever that Christmas luncheon is scheduled, you guys, I'll make sure you guys are aware. You guys know you're always invited. I know you guys never come because you guys are gracious and don't want to be part of the spotlight, but always make sure and mention that the school board's a big part of those stipends, because it is something that does not have to exist. It is something that we do as a school district because of the value of the people that we have, not because there's an obligation to do it. So, that's all I've got.
Questions?
Mr. Lee, you want to
budget?
Yep. Chime in. Just a touch of perspective on that. If you guys will remember back in November, we were talking about it, being proud that we had crested $5 million for the first time ever in our school's history. And that, you know, just ballpark numbers on this, right? But really, Mr. Lee's pretty accurate, I would guess. And that's 5.18 right there. So that's just a real quick measure of that. And again, like he said, and you guys know this, right? August, September, well, spending all of your expenditures on the front end of the school year because you're buying everything for school. So it's not out of the norm that your expenditures exceed your revenue early on in the year. I would say it's probably out of the norm in a good way for us that by November we're back to even. That's, again, that is conscientious and mindful business operations by all people in the district there. So.
Thank you.
Thank you, Andy.
Okay, we'll move on to the secondary report, Mr. Freeman.
So, I just kind of wondered what Dr. May said about fine arts break, but just how great that play was, seat-wise, right? Bringing a wife to a dinner theater, and very impressed, just like overall, very, very impressed with the town of our kids and the town of our leaders. Also, on that note, on November 11th, we had the Veterans Night program.
So, estimate I heard, I don't know, Clay, you might could add to this. I heard they sold over 2,000 tickets. That they sold over 2,000. And they're ballparking that with passes and everything, it was probably 2,800 people is ballpark. So, that's pretty amazing, guys. And it was a lot of red and blue.
Yeah.
I want to give props to Ms. McDermott on that for like reaching out, working with the community, not just like the school deal, but working with the library and working with the fire department and everyone, just trying to do things, you know, trying to embrace the community and trying to, that's hard, right? Sometimes it's easy when you got a little one involved. It's harder when the little one might be a 10th grader now, you know, and so that takes effort. That doesn't just happen. So appreciate it.
Thank you,
Ms. McDermott. Okay, so we'll move on to Mr. Grills to CTE.
Not a whole lot. Seems like we was here a couple weeks ago, but not a whole lot's changed. We did have several, like Mr. Prince said, we have several kids advanced. I don't know the exact number. I think it was 30-something kids in advanced area. That's, you know, 1 through 6A, so it was proud of that. We didn't have any advanced state from there, but we had something that got close and things like that. So, besides that, we got started on our projects. This week we got 40 some odd projects. We got another pool house out there, so stop by and check it out sometime. Just Fast and Furious.
We'll see Mr. Creel like in March.
Yeah.
Right. Trying to do positive, wonderful versa.
Or vice versa.
Or it be separate.
Yeah. And I think that will really, I think that we've, with the football season being as successful as it is, we've gained a lot of momentum in that area. And we've got sometimes bad, but a lot of good people coming out saying, hey, I want to be a part of this now. And which is fantastic. I love it. And I think that we should kind of, you know, take this wave for a ride and see what we can get out of it. And using that to bridge more of a gap between the community and the district. But I'm out of my...
You don't need a Mr.
I got one.
Stop it.
Mr. Durbin. Mr. Durbin.
Let's continue.
We're rolling.
So.
We're rolling. Okay, thank you, Mr. Bogart.
Thank you.
Of course, for you guys in athletics, if you guys, of course, Coach Ponder's not here tonight, with the fear of lots rolling, right, girls basketball's in the heat of going and playing, junior high basketball is ramped up, both boys and girls. Boys basketball, right, is in a pause right now, understandably so. But hopefully you guys understand where his focus would be tonight. And I certainly have no problem with that being where his focus is at this moment. So. Yeah, so consent agenda, guys. Does anybody have any questions on any of that? So, pretty cut and dry with that stuff tonight. Like I said, improvement plans are things we do each year. If you guys have questions on any of that, certainly for a campus, you can direct to the principal or district, you can direct to me. Everything else, right, the minutes and the bills are standard issue for every month. So,
no questions. Motion. Motion by John Waldo. Second by Blake Webb. All in favor? Okay, Travis Owens. Blake Webb. Holly Anderson. Okay, so we'll go to the
So I've got to read this resolution. Again, guys, this is something we have to do every year on the Russ County Appraisal Board, essentially. Again, it's always my recommendation to you guys. We have 69 votes as a school district. You can cast those however you want. My recommendation to you guys is that we always cast them for Nisha Parton. She is the only one that we deal with as a school district at all. Certainly cast those votes however you guys would like, but I couldn't put a name with a face on any of the others that are running. So that's my recommendation, is that we cast our votes in its entirety for Ms. Parton.
We have a motion.
Motion.
Transfers, right, either campus didn't have a transfer. I have no business for closed session.
Okay, no transfers, we don't need a motion. And it's 6:59, nothing for the executive session.
motion, Andy, and Blake with the second.